Hey team, another episode of Journey with Michael and Ryan, with yours truly still sitting in the hot seat. We're not far away from the brother Ryan coming back from his honeymoon and trip over to South America. I've seen photos, it looks like they're having a great time. And I believe they've even just put a little deposit down on a plot of land over there. So big things happening for him. Well done. And epic, brother. Love hearing it. Love seeing it out in the world. So this week, I want to dive into a little bit of a little bit more esoteric, a little bit deeper, a little bit more about projections, perceptions, reactions, reflections, and just my own experiences, my own thoughts, my own takes on it. I'm very interested in this stuff because humans interest me. I'm so curious. I'm curious about myself, how I show up in the world. I'm curious about others, how they interact with me. I'm just curious. And with curiosity comes with inquisition. I love speaking. I love learning. I love all the things that I've talked about on this podcast. And I want to start and open up with a quote. Your perception of me is a reflection of you. My reaction to you is an awareness of me. And I think we all come up and, no, not think. We all come up with this every single day. We come up with people projecting, people seeing you in the way that they can see you. And I put it to, well, I put it out there that there's infinite versions of you because every single person sees you as somebody different. And different that you see yourself. So how I see myself is not how my mum would see me, my dad would see me, my friends or someone I met in the street. And how they perceive me is based off their own, well, firstly through their own sensory systems, and then that sensory system is then filtered through their own inner world based off their own past experiences, based off, you know, their interpretation of what they're experiencing from you. And then when you have somebody who's, you know, you might start to put yourself out there, maybe you, you know, somebody's holding you in a certain light. You know, I'm a different person than when I woke up this morning. I'm a different person when I was a week ago, 3 months ago, 6 months ago, fucking a year ago, like completely different. I'm not even the same person. After, I think it's 11 months, all of our cells just, all of our cells are regenerated within our body and they just regenerate from the cellular structure before. And so this is really powerful when we, you know, start to get into the crux of really the systems that replicate the cells, right, are all from us, our own thoughts, beliefs, patterns, stories, all the things. And so when we can adjust and change those, you know, we give them an interrupter within our nervous system, that's when we can start to evolve and change on a physical level, and then that comes out into the world. But I've found throughout my whole entire life that, you know, there'll be 50 different people and they will all have 50 different versions of me. You know, there might be a group of people that, you know, see that I'm quiet or I'm slightly introverted, or, you know, I mean, I definitely know my family sees that part of me because I go inward a little bit more when I'm with them because I'm comfortable. I've known them my whole life. I don't, you know, there's no aspect of what I need to be anything. And some very close friends, and even when I'm by myself, you know, I love being alone. It's how I recharge. I love just, what would I put it? I love not doing all the time. And the more I'm getting to understand myself, and the more and more I'm allowing myself without any guilt and shame to be able to drop in and do that. But then there'll be an aspect of some people that will go, man, he is the loudest, most, you know, obnoxious, arrogant person that I've ever met. And there'll be people who will, you know, hold me into a different light and this and that. And if you really stop to take a look and think about all the people in your life, there's, you know, people will hold you in a different light. Now, How people see and perceive you has nothing to do with you. And this is where I always speak about, I'm a big proponent for it, to just being the most authentic version of yourself as possible. Because how people will perceive you, how people will react, has nothing to fucking do with you. And the work for me is just about really getting to the shadow aspects of myself that are reacting to if somebody says something bad about me, or, you know, perceivedly bad about me, or they're speaking negatively about me, or they're making fun of me, or, you know, they give me a compliment. You know, it can go on both ways. And how to just, you know, respond rather than react in all of this. You know, Freud explained the defense mechanism of projection. It's when people project, they identify their negative emotions, beliefs, or traits in someone else. So people project to protect themselves from uncomfortable inner conflict and anxiety. You know, but the behavior can interfere with all types of relationships and situations. It slowly and steadily, these projections become part of our perception, making it rigid, or making it a rigid view of the outer world. And the rigidity in our perception is further, you know, concretized by process of confirmation bias. You know, so we deliberately tend to search for cues that confirm our ideas and views about things in life and people. Now, most people don't like uncertainty, you know, so they classify people and experiences into categories. And people also learn to associate outcomes with cues when they may not even be related. You know, if we hold a viewpoint on the world, or we hold a viewpoint on somebody, that becomes our inner filter based off our own biases, past experiences, you know, how you want to see and react, and you know, all the emotional substance that comes with all of that as well. So we seek for evidence in our outside world to confirm our, or, you know, confirm our bias to that person, to that situation, to the world. And this is where we can look, you know, be this is where we can really be in our own prison of self. And it's, you know, this is where psychedelics and breath work and different altered states, meditation, even just really authentic conversation, can really start to pull you out of these self-imposed prisons. Now, something I'm always working on is just trying to meet the person for where they are at. You know, if I've come across somebody I haven't seen in a long time, I really step into it to be like, hey, you know, this is my inner dialogue, obviously, but like, who are you? Who are you now? Just because you look like the person that I've known, you know, a year ago or 10 years ago or whatever it may be. It's like, okay, well, who are you at this moment? And so I really love, again, piquing my life with curiosity. How can I go in and ask questions to understand this person? You know, we don't get it right all the time. We don't. You know, we have our own biases, we have our own reactions, we have our own shit going on all the time. You know, there's going to be people that I'm like, ah, man, you're not in my life because of the triggerings. Now, the triggers will force me to look, but I'm like, if you're an asshole, you know, you're not going to be anywhere near me. It's just, that's as simple as that. That's my own set boundaries. I'm like, yeah. But this can come down to, you know, even someone that you've met a month ago and you haven't seen them in a month. You know, it's like, hey, what's been going on? And this is where you can really start to develop a better communication set to move into vulnerability, and you can share where you're at, what you've been doing. And especially if somebody's on their path of inner work and heightening their own awareness through various different modalities, you know, like, it's that constant death and rebirth of self. It's the phoenix rising, you know? It's like the way that you perceive me, you know, like, create a mental impression of myself will depend on your inner world and personality. You know, like, it's like we perceive the world as we perceive it. And how awareness about such things can help bring change in the ways we perceive the world. And how do we move from a reaction to a response so we can help enhance our own, you know, philosophical and psychological mindset? You know, it's perception per se itself is not the problem. The problem is that the lens through which we perceive is. You know, we perceive as it's often wrapped in the first place by our genetic predispositions. I'm doing my podcast first thing in the morning, and I'm trying something different, so maybe I need to wake up a little bit more. So it's often warped, right, by our past experiences, prior knowledge, our emotions, our preconceived notions, self-interest, cognitive distortions. You know, our perception is biased, it's selective, and it's malleable. Even our desires can affect what we want to see by impacting the way we perceive and process visual information. You know, like it's really just starting to get a lot clearer on ourselves, on what we want to perceive. You know, we're always going to be gathering evidence to support our own structure of life. But it's like, what evidence do you want to search for? Do you want to search for, are you projecting yourself? Are you an inherently negative person? You know, is that your comfort? Is that what you've been taught? Is that your protection mechanism? You know, are you constantly nitpicking at people? Are you projecting your negative traits into the other person, into this other situation, to the external situation? Are you reactive? You know, it's a huge thing to, firstly, if you've never even come across this concept, it's a huge thing to absorb. You know, this is where we come into the victim and power. It's like, is victim your comfort? Is victim your, was that your safety mechanism for when you were a kid growing up and you've dragged into adulthood? Is victim the known? You know, did you get more attention? Yeah, I think, did you get more reactions and more attention when people were feeling sorry for you, or you were, you know, everything was harder, so you just wanted to be kind of pampered, or you never even got taught how to stand in your own power? You know, you got wronged for when you spoke up, so now you don't speak up. You know, maybe you got smacked as a kid, or maybe you got abused, and, you know, maybe it was just an emotional absence from your home. And all of that becomes our bias. All of that becomes our, you know, our preconceptions of the world. Our senses pick up about 60,000 thoughts, not thoughts, but about 60,000 bits of information per day. Now, we can only use about 1%, you know, 6,000 of them. 10%, 6,000 of them. And the way that our mind works, of what information to let into our structure of self, runs through this filter, runs through this mapping system that is our personality, our personal reality, our nervous system. And now those 6,000 bits of information need to go through a filter system. Now that filter system is completely different for every single person. And this is why we are sharing a collective. We're sharing a collective of our shared existence here, but we are all seeing and perceiving our realities in a different way. What's really interesting is I've got two beautiful identical twin nieces, and they're five, and they are just lights of my life. I love them. They're so just balls of energy, and their mum, my sister, and my brother-in-law, like they're just amazing parents. And they've got two other kids. I've got two nephews, one's 7 and one's 10, and they're just an amazing unit. I just love them. But what's been really cool is to witness from their birth and just watch them grow. Now they are in the same environment, they're getting, you know, ultimately raised in the same nurture-filled way. But what's really cool is over the last few years is to really see their different personalities come up, to see their different perceptions of the world. Now, this can come from genetics and you know, all that sort of stuff, because they were born the same. But they're mirror twins. You know, one's left-handed, one's right-handed. One is creative, one's very structured. One is a risk-taker, one is not. One's happy playing in groups, one's more happy being and, you know, doing her own thing. And that's just, you know, very surface level stuff, but that's just a little cool little tidbit of what I'm talking about here. It's even in the nature versus nurture, they are both still seeing the world in a different way. Even though they were born at the same time, they've always been together since conception, they are still seeing the world in a different way. Their perceptions will be different. Their reactions are different. What triggers one may not trigger the other. What makes one upset might make another one happy, you know? And so if you can really get a handle on that, if you can really get a handle on that, our bits of information that we take in from the world, we are also putting our own evidence-based bias on that as well. The way that I perceive the world, the way that I perceive you, the way that I perceive myself is all different, but the sensory, the senses are going to bring in all this information of the collective reality around me, and then I'm going to filter out all that information as evidence to back up my own way that I see the world. Now, if I see somebody in a light where I'm like, this fucking person is an asshole, absolute asshole, can't handle it, out of my life, that's all good. But there's going to be another person that's absolutely like, I love this person. This person does absolutely amazing things for me. And different people can bring out different things in you. And so, I think if you get to this level in your life, which I am far from, I think the pursuit is actually the way, rather than trying to pursue to get to a point. But if you are being hated on, if you are being loved, if you are, you know, insert any type of adjective there, just remember, it has nothing to do with you. Well, look, let's not remove all blame. Now, you could have done something to, you know, create this version of yourself in somebody. You might have, you know, betrayed somebody, you might have, you know, made fun of, whatever you've done, right? But it's still ultimately up to them to be able to move that through them. You know, I want to live my life where I can just let things just drop faster and faster. I don't want to hold on to things. I don't want to have that heaviness of being like, oh, that person did that to me, so I'm going to be like this. No. Do you know what I do? I just give them nothing. Like, I nothing people. I just nothing them. That's my response. You know? I understand the way that you see me and the way that you hold me is all on you. You know, I don't go out into the world to intentionally hurt people. I didn't go out and, you know, that's not my MO. That's not my makeup. So if somebody holds me in a light in a certain way, if I've triggered somebody, I know I trigger a lot of people. I'm you know, radical authenticity is going to trigger people, especially people who are stuck in their own shit. It's going to bring that projection of themselves out onto you. And you've got to start getting okay with that. And I'm becoming more and more and more okay with that. More okay with that. So my way, my response is to nothing people. I just nothing you. Because anything else is a reaction. So I'm like, right, you get none of me. You get none of my energy. I'm an amazing human. I'm doing epic things. And anybody who's collaborating with me in my circle, like, we're all fucking doing things. We're all going places. But, big but, if you hold me in a certain light and you want to attack me, there's nothing I can do for you. I nothing you with love. You know, relationships can be our biggest teachers as well, especially breakups. How do you hold your exes? You know, I don't have a bad word to say about anyone that I've been with. You know, there's some that we don't talk anymore, and there's some we're still really good friends. But I do it out of love. I do it out of response, non-reaction. Because I don't understand how that, if you were, you know, intimate with someone, at some point you really liked that person. Maybe you were in love with them. Maybe you were in lust with them. Whatever it was, there were still really pleasurable feelings. And that's what I want to hold on to. I don't want the negative. I'll feel the negative. I'll let it run through me. And if there's aspects of myself that are like, fuck you, I'll allow that, because that's the full spectrum of our human condition. But it's not what I'm going to identify with. It's not what I'm going to hold on to, because I don't want to be anchored. I don't want to be anchored by hate. I don't want to be anchored by negativity. I don't want to be anchored by holding people in lights that I once was in pleasure with. So your perception of me is a reflection of you. There's great ownership in that. There's really good ownership in that. And I love taking that out into my life. Because if someone's really triggering me, it's really great opportunity for me to look at what it is that is triggering within me. Because there's always work to do. Always, 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 always. And this is where triggers can be our biggest teachers. So we understand through awareness, you know, we can change our own perceptions towards others or even ourselves. But the question arises is like, what is this awareness made up of? How can we be more aware? And what are the virtues that I need to imbibe for being aware? You know? And awareness is a simple act of acknowledging the reality as it is. You know, we love the pleasure of our senses, but it's become cultured to begin to allow, to fall in love with intellectual pleasures, which has inclusive of the heart and thinks about others too. This awareness can be brought into practice when we move from reaction to response. And awareness just gives a little effort to pause for a moment and use our mind to give an appropriate reaction. You know, it's the molding, the merging of all selves. Everyone has a seat at the table. Everyone has a say. There's a great quote that says, most misunderstandings in the world could be avoided if people would simply take the time to ask, what else could this mean? But that would take ownership. That would take you reflecting on yourself. That would take you to look into a mirror. And most people aren't ready to do that. But the ones that are, oh! What a life that you've got ahead of you, I'm telling you right now. And I'll leave with this last little thought. Maybe each human being lives in a unique world, a private world different from those inhabited and experienced by all other humans. If reality differs from person to person, can we speak of reality as singular? Or shouldn't we be really talking about plural realities? Now that's another podcast moving into multiple dimensions of realities within our own presence and purview of right now. But if there are plural realities, and some are more true or more real than others, what about the world of a schizophrenic or a multiple personality disorder? Maybe it's as real as our world. Maybe we cannot say that we are in touch with reality and they are not. What we should instead say is their reality is so different from ours that they can't explain theirs to us and we can't explain ours to him. So there's a really, if you really look at the dualities of life, you know, there it is right there. It's like, you know, the schizophrenic can't explain their reality and they can't, you know, understand ours because we can't explain it to them to get into the sense of understanding. And that's what I was talking about last week in communication. It's like seek first to understand, then to be understood. You know, what is the perception of you look like? How do you want me to meet you and greet you? You know, now you're starting to go into judgment. Now you're starting to go into all that sort of stuff. It's all a fucking beautiful cauldron mixed of, you know, primordial stew of the human. God, I love it. But then the problem then, that if the subjective worlds are experienced too differently, there occurs a breakdown in communication, right? And therein lies the illness. So just go back and listen to my communication podcast last week. Because we can really start to explain our own inner worlds in a much clearer way, then we can be understood a lot more. We can offer more love. We can offer more safety. Because what ultimately is everyone looking for? Everyone's just looking to be seen, to be safe, to be loved, to offer love, to experience love, to have success, joy, pain, pleasure. Like, I want it all. I want all of it. I want all of it. I don't want to have one more than the other. They are all equally as important to me. And so I put myself into situations, into really unique situations, to experience those different, all the different capacity that is on offer. So if there's going to be one thing you do today, just one thing, just offer the world a smile. Put your shoulders back, put your chin up, look at people in the eye, smile, and just try and meet, firstly, yourself every day, because you are different from the day before. And then just trying to meet that person. You might see them every single day, but who are they today? All right, beautiful humans, thank you so much for listening. I absolutely adore every single one of you. All of you have a different perception of me, and all of you who reach out and offer me different experiences of how you perceive what I'm putting out in the world, I absolutely adore it. Because do you know what? Sometimes we don't really see ourselves either. We can get mixed up in all the bullshit. And so it's nice when someone gives you a reflection and you can go, maybe I skipped over that. Maybe I don't quite see myself in that way, but I'm going to have a look. So team, I'll be here next week again. Same bat time, same bat channel. I'm trying to get another guest on. Haven't quite landed it, but I'm excited. I'm excited to bring this next person on. But it's okay. We'll make it happen. But other than that, you've got my beautiful voice for you to sully you into the world. But other than that, love you all. Thank you so much. And I'll talk to you next week. Shoo!